الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقرن في بيوتكن صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We were discussing that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have given women the one of the greatest and highest position. When they said that our men go to the masjid for namaz, they go for Jummah, they go for Hajj, etc. When we can't go, jihad, etc. And we can't go. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, you're staying at home and fulfilling all your duties. That is your jihad. So they've got their jihad also. And that is a very, very top post. And as long as they stand at the post of death, the whole ummah will become what today we use the terms dynamic ummah. It will become a leading ummah in the world if the woman. But they have given up their post and they have gone to small things, completely wrong things out of the home. They're walking around masquerading like the animals of the West in the shopping malls, in the holiday resorts, all other places. Their place was that they stay with great honor at home. If a person has a valuable stone, diamond, pearl, very valuable, he won't throw it outside on the streets. He'll keep it not only in the house, not only in the safe, not in the safe in another box, but in how many other boxes and how he will hide it. If we knew the value of our woman, if they knew their value, they should not display themselves and make a show out of them at all. They should be there. Anyway, the one duty we explained that they have to see to the upbringing of the children. And that aspect what we had referred to, that was from the dini point of view. Inculcate, imbibe iman, values of iman in them. And then further all the other ta'aleem also. That also should be done by the mother mainly. All that should come into the child. Then after that is not only the spiritual side, and a mother, if we can see, she has got so many duties. Really, she can never be bored. There isn't enough time for her to fulfill her duties at home. She can't even think of leaving the house. Forget actually stepping out of the house. All this duty is just to bring up the children according to Iman, Islam, imbibing those values are more than enough for her. But besides that, she has to see to their physical upbringing also. She has to cook for them also. She has to wash and bath them also. See to their clothing also. That is also a big job on its own. And it isn't at all how the direction we have gone, that we are leaving it to a helper, to a maid in the house. And the mother, what she was to do, now she has given it off to somebody else. Remember also that nobody can fulfill the portfolio, that position of a mother. No other woman, no maid, nobody else. The mother's work, only she can do it. And with what love and feeling, if she is a mother. And that also we explained, that first it was the duty of the husband, that in the first 9 months, that he imbibes in her the qualities of motherhood, the qualities of being a wife. She's going to be his wife for the next, whatever Allah means, for 50, 60 years. But in that 9 months, you are supposed to teach her how to be a wife. And after that, she will carry on and she'll teach her daughters how to be wives also. So that all had to come into that woman. And then she has to bring up her children with all those qualities. And then all and today we refer to as HOD. People are heads of departments. She's the head of this department. And so many departments she's the head. And to fulfill all that, where has she got enough time? She can't think of leaving the house. Forget stepping out of the house. That little while it takes to think to go out of the house, she hasn't got that time also. If she just understands and does very lightly her basic duties. So the most important was to see from the dini, spiritual side, the upbringing of the children. And then the physical side of it also. And all that, as we say, only the mother can fulfill that. What Allah has put, and also a woman is not at all inferior to man. Not at all. Islam does not advocate that at all. It is just like in all other things also. They, for example, they make a false target, and they call Muslims terrorists. Mm-hmm. Muslims are no terrorists. They are the terrorists. And that is also one ploy of the devil. Like a person who he steals somewhere, he robbed the place. Now he's going. So he starts running and he's shouting, thief, thief, and he's pointing there. So all running there. He's the thief and nobody even thinks about him. And he quietly just slips away. Just like that, they say, we are the terrorists. And now that false allegation, false target, now they're spending really, without any exaggeration, billions of dollars to attack that false target. So like that, in all things we have made, all the false things we have made, we ourselves, in our circles also, we have a certain person, we don't like him, we just paint him with a brush that he's like this. He's not like that. And now we are attacking him on that. And it's not even that. So this is a thing, unfortunately, this is the work of Shaitan. Shaitan has got unlimited tricks and treacheries of his. So the woman also, her work at home, she's got so great, important work. She's the head of the department of this. Then she's the head of the department of bringing up the children, physically also. And all that is her duty. With what love, kindness, feeling she can do. But that also, if she is a mother, she's not just a woman, but she's a mother to the child. She's a real mother, not only the biological mother, but what we understand, what Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has given her, her position. So that also, if she does it, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, the people in the West, the mother and the parent, their own children, the father doesn't know these are my children. And maybe every day they've got five children, they've got five fathers, different fathers. And for that reason, there's no feeling for those children, not for the father, because they don't know who is their father. And the mother was so disloyal, and she was so, she was not loyal to the husband, so they don't have feelings for them. And because of that, the mother parents just grow old and go and put them in the foul runs. That is, in the old age homes. Because they got no feeling for them. So that is not what is called, what is referred to a mother. If the mother is the real mother, and she was a genuine mother, and she was she was loyal to her husband, then automatically she'll have that feelings for her children, and she'll bring them up. So that is another aspect of the mother. Then another great duty of the mother, she is the head of the department of the house. The whole house affairs, the cleanliness of the house, the running of the house, she is in charge of that. And she can't leave that today. That also is left so much to the maid. The woman herself, she doesn't know many. There are cases where the mother, the woman, the head of, who is supposed to be head, she don't know what's happening. She wants anything in the house, she has to phone Anna. And Anna has to come and bring it for her from her own house. She doesn't know also the things of her house. They are in charge. Even if the grocery list has to be prepared, that also the maid has to say what we need, what we don't need. So she's in, the woman actually is in charge of all that also. And all the other aspects of the house also. And then more than all this, she's a wife of the husband also. And if she is a wife, then to a great extent, unless the man is rotten through and through, the man's thoughts won't go to another woman. He can be in the middle of other women at work, etc. But if the wife was a wife, and she lived as a wife, the man's thoughts will be always, how can I be disloyal to her? What and what doesn't she do for me? And these other women here in the office, on the street, what loyalties have they got for me? Absolutely nothing. My wife, I see how she goes out of her way. For my food, how she prepares it. How she does all my things. How she looks after me. So that is also a great department of a mother. All these things put together, where can a woman have time to think of leaving the house? And then not only that, when a couple are just youngly married, then every now and then the husband looks for an excuse to be at home. He's sick. And now he wants to be pampered all the time. He wants that extra attention. And the way he carries on at that time, as the woman will say, the wives will say, when men get sick, they carry on like babies. And somebody will say, in between, worse than babies also. The way they will carry on, they want their pampering and all that. Now she has to be a nurse also. And she has to nurse him also. And when she does that also properly, then also she gets her accolades for that. And she will win favors from her husband. And such favors whole life. As it is commonly said, that from the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. One of the great signs of Allah Ta'ala that is made of yourselves, your wives. One explanation of the same species, human beings. So you can relate to them very easily. You are both human beings, you can relate. And if you have little bit of Islamic understanding deen, then you will realize your role as a husband and her role as a wife. Both are human beings, but their roles are different. And everyone, not that she is inferior, but she has got a different role. Your wife is your wife, your mother is your mother. Both are women, but their roles are different. Your wife can't be your mother and your mother can't be your wife. They are both women, but their roles are different. In the same way, a dog is an animal and a goat is also an animal. Both are animals, but they are different. You can't go and eat a dog. A goat you can eat, a sheep you can eat. So like that, the wife is not that she's inferior. Women are not inferior. Their roles are different. And man can never fulfill the role of a mother, of a woman. How to bring up the child when the child is crying. How to console and comfort the child. The father cannot do that. That is the mother's work. But that is if she's a woman. And the qualities of woman are different from the qualities of man. What qualities Allah has blessed woman with, and it is to take them out which are within us. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah has, when we came out we knew nothing, but those things are innate, they are in us. Now a person is to work to take them out. كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Every child is born on the natural path. It is there. And the dua, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us that, which is that dua? اللَّهُمَّ افْتَحْ أَقْفَالَ قُلُوبِنَا بِذِكْرِ. Allah, open the hearts, the locks of our hearts by your dhikr. That means Allah's marifat is in the heart. The desire to make Allah's habit, Allah's ibadat is in the heart. And by dhikr we will open it. What is there now will come out. And then now you will incline towards the dhikr of Allah, towards tilawat of Quran Sharif, towards the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So women have got all these qualities. So they have to be that. So when a couple are young, then it is because of the love that they have for one another, and they fulfill one another's rights, be good to one another. And when they grow old, خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. First was مَوَدَّة, love, and then rahmah. So if when the couple were young, and the wife and the husband also, they had love for one another. And because of that love, they fulfill one another's rights. And then as they grow old, then that love becomes settled. It's not dead. Many people think there's no more, what they say, that what sparkle for. That love, that what feeling of love? Okay. Spark, that spark is not there anymore. is a fire. It is there, but now it is just a beautiful example is given when ghee is made. While it is being made, it bubbles loudly. And afterwards, when the ghee is made solid, it settles down. Now it doesn't make a noise anymore. Now it is settled down. So young couple, the expression of their love, the way they make romance, love with one another, that is when they are young. As they grow old, it settles. It's there. Now it has solidified. Now it has matured, that love. It's not that it's there, not there. No more sparkle in our marriage. It is there, but it is now down. So when the death time comes, then because of rahmat, the husband thinks, this old woman, whole life she served me, I must be good to her now. Now she has become bedridden, it's my duty to look after her now. Or the wife thinks, this husband, whole life, what and what he did for me. Now he is old, he can't do his thing, let me look after him. So the wife has got that duty also. So she has got very many other duties also. So all these duties of the woman have to fulfill them. And just fulfilling one of them is enough of a job. And all the things which are, and that's all combined, is made what is called a Muslim woman, which is called a Muslim wife, a Muslim mother, one who is under, who is a bandi, the slave woman of Allah Ta'ala. And she's fulfilling her duty. She's got such important duties, and man can never fulfill those duties. Man, it's not man, within man. He is made different. He's made robust. He's made strong. He wants to show his authority. Woman is one who submits to authority. And if both want to show authority, then that can never function. If you have all the people in a school, in a madrasa, in a business, anywhere, all are bosses, then what's going to happen? So Allah has made it that the man will have ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa. Allah has given them that position over the woman. But they are not, Allah did not make them to abuse the woman. Not at all. That Allah hasn't given them the position that they must abuse the woman, their wives, but made them that they must look after them. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, rahmatullah, used to explain that when giving hidayati bayan to jamaat that go out, the Amir is an Amir. He's not an army. Amir, he's got the sifat of imarat. And Sayyidul Qawm Khadimuhum. The leader of the people are the one who serves the people. So that is the Amir's work. Amir must not be understood that he's an army, just giving orders all the time. So the husband also, he's the one who is to see to all these duties that they have in function. And we know that for the proper functioning of any system, there has to be checks and balances. So who is going to check on the woman she's doing it? The husband has to see. And if she is being neglectful anywhere, how to put it right is also an art of its own. And all this is for the husband. We are discussing about the woman at the moment. So the husband must know how to recognize any negligence, any deficiencies, and then how to put it right also. And anything which is going wrong, there is a wrong way to put the wrong right. And there is a right way to put the wrong right. You have to use the right way. If you use the wrong way, you make a worse thing. You can even, that whole marriage can break up also, if you don't use. So the husband also has to know his duty, and how to fulfill his duties. So if we do it, and the wife fulfills her right, and all the other things, she sees to the house, the proper functioning, running of the house also. And she sees to the cleanliness of the house, to the husband, to all his needs. When he's sick, she looks after him accordingly. When he's old, she looks after him accordingly. So a woman has been given a very high position. And from there we can easily understand the great wisdom of Allah Ta'ala's command, وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ, that you stay at home. You've got so much work at home, you've got no time to think of leaving the home. So if Allah makes that, and this we cannot expect of the women who are going out to work, but our women who are at home, that they stay at home. We will discuss later, when they have to leave the house, For what reasons is it permissible? And then if they leave the home, then how, in which manner must they leave the home? That is on its own. But the first level of parda in Islam is the woman must be at home. And she has got so much. And another very great thing of the woman, again, after all of this, they are the slaves and bondswomen of Allah. They have to make Allah's ibadah. For example, just their namaz alone. If they make anyone, we as man or as woman, anyone who makes this namaz, which is called reasonable namaz, not yet far from perfect, reasonable namaz, how much time we need. Appa at home explains that when we go on safar, especially on other occasions also, family occasions, then there are other women, some who are within the safar, other people who just come and join. And the namazes are so like lightning namazes. The namaz is not starts with the first takbir, and the last salam of the whole namaz is finished. Not only that two rakats or four rakats, but all the whole zuhr namaz is finished. Whole Isha's namaz, you just see one, yet they started, next it's finished already. Like lightning, that is not called namaz. And also, istinja is not just going in the toilet and coming out. And we opened our tap and then we opened the other tap. And we used that water and we just splashed something, some water, and we made istinja. That's far from what is called istinja. So all that is, so for a woman just to do her, and her paaki is more intricate. Ours is mostly straightforward, unless a person has got urine drops falling or something, you've got some problem, wind problem, etc. But woman, her monthly, that itself is a thing on its own also. And to handle that, when is she parked, when is she not parked, when can she make her namaz, when can she not, that is, she has to acquire that knowledge also. And then make Allah's ibadat also. A woman also have to make all her other ibadat. Not only namaz, namaz alone will occupy a person's whole day. If we do it properly, it will occupy the major part of a person's day. So that also, then they have to make their tilawat also. They also have to make their zikr also. They have to make their du'as also. Just being a mother and not doing this other things is not. Of course, when she's got her little plenty children, she can't devote herself so much to Allah's ibadah, but the basics, and the basics also require time. That is also, she's the head of the department of that also. One lady, when she was at immigration, and she had to write what her occupation in those days when we had to fill in immigration forms. So she wrote something like she's an MD. So she didn't look like an MD in a big company, a big or the director. So they asked her, so she said, I'm the managing director of my house. I have to direct all the affairs of my house. And she's not only a MD of one, an HOD, head of department of one department. How many departments she has got? What a position Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam gave her. She is not an ordinary woman, a street woman of the West and there. She is a woman that has been given her great honor and respect in the house. And she's a woman who has been charged with such great duty. She has to steer the ummah towards Allah Ta'ala. The children are going to become part of the ummah. Every woman's children. If every woman do their duty, then the whole ummah will be steered and guided in the right place. So she has got immense duties at home. And she can't think of leaving the house. There are so many things she has to do in the house. Just to handle her husband is more than enough. We all know that for a husband, for a wife, just to handle her husband, that's it's not the job of one woman. That is why perhaps four women are permitted. Because one husband, one woman can't handle him. He's too much to be handled. So all that also they have to do. They have to handle that. And the children, to handle the children, one child. And if it's a hyperactive child, what a job for the mother. And Allah save us all. But a child who is a bit retarded, or a child who is, how much attention for that child now? Much more than for the other children, she has to give to that child also. And all that is the mother's duty. And only the mother can do it. Perhaps there's a retarded child, she takes some help of somebody, but basically it is her duty. And she can't give over her duty. So a woman in Islam has got great, great responsibilities. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to that we work in this. And it is not in our mind also. We don't think about this. Nor we as men think that our woman have got this. And accordingly, when she's got this high in position, she must be respected also accordingly. And where do we even show any respect to her? Appreciation is out of the question. And if appreciation is such a great thing from our side, to appreciate, to be thankful. Dr. Mayat Marhum of Petersburg, Polokwane, was an exceptionally pious person and a great lover of the Quran Sharif, and he made great khidmat of the Quran Sharif, especially established a hifz class. Any child that wouldn't come to class himself, he will go and fetch the child, go to the house, find out what's wrong and bring the child. Anyway, that is a long thing. Once I slept at his place. His surgery was in front in the room at the back. I was sleeping in the afternoon, and while I was sleeping, I heard continuously Quran recital. He was busy reading, no patients coming. He's sitting in his surgery, but he's reading Quran Sharif all the time. So he was a person of that caliber. So he mentioned to me once, a white man, non-Muslim, ate at his house. And he was serving him. Now naturally his wife won't come and bring the food, put it down. He was going, bringing it and serving. After they ate, the white man said, tell your wife, thank you, I appreciate very much. The meal was very delicious, whatever he told. He told his wife, she was like dumbfounded. She said, who did not eat at our house? He was very hospitable also, would invite people. He said, what type of people came? But till today, no one told me thank you. And forget other people, and we will think of other people, but think of ourselves, did we ever tell a Jazakallah? You prepared my meals for me. And not only meals she's preparing for us. When we are to bath, she puts our clothes, and perhaps she will even perfume the towel. And she'll put ether on our clothes also. She will put our, she'll shine our shoes and put them straight for us also. Everything. But whenever, think each one of us thinks, when did I ever tell her Jazakallah? When did I ever buy her something and tell her this is just a token of appreciation? But fault finding, that we are very much in front. Anything she did, 99% right. Once she slipped up, and everyone slips up, who is going to be perfect? And we forget the 99%, and that 1% we come down like thunder on her. That you are like this and you are like that, and we'll make her feel small and feel guilty, and that I'm a useless thing and I'm not appreciated at all. And how many women, and this is a dangerous thing, we might be gone to work and they start sobbing that I'm a useless wife. I can't do anything. Allah is hearing all that. And we have been put in a dangerous position. When anyone, for example, attacks us, then the person who is being attacked, he is not in a dangerous position. He is in the protection of Allah. And the person who is attacking, he has become the friend of Shaitan. And when you are Shaitan's friend, you are the person who needs the most protection. And the most help, you have to come out from there. So we have to see that how we treat, and every husband with his wife, what is our relationship? And especially in the young days, how much we tolerate, we forgo, we forget, we will see the fruit of it in our later lives. And if we are hard and harsh and we don't appreciate anything, then later in life, perhaps we even lose our wife. And then it's a big mess up. How many families, houses are messed up? The children, we hear, just as Maulana explained now, that all the broken marriages there, and the children, and then you marry anyone also. When you now you just like become desperate, and whoever just gives you a little show, you marry that person. And then that person comes with a baggage of her children, your baggage of children. How difficult. But if you look after your life, your wife, and she looks after you, she does her duty, you do your duty, there will be great, great, not only love and peace and understanding, but what for the children? You will leave your real investment. It's not all your businesses. It's not all your degrees which you have behind your name. Your children, how they are going to be. Your business will get finished. Nobody will know about it. Your children are going to live for another 50 years after you. They're going to carry your name. And they will, people in society, he's so-and-so's child, so-and-so's daughter. So if we look after one another, the partners, then our children, they will carry our name. They will do all the right. And besides carrying our name in dunya, which is a small thing, the big thing is, then they will make tisalis tawab for us. They will make dua and maghfirat for us. And then in the qabr, we'll appreciate all this what is coming. One woman who was in her qabr, Allah opened the conditions of there. He saw that all are rushing at a certain time, collecting their presents. But she was sitting just in her qabr. So he asked her, say, all these people, whoever their family people are making isale sawab, it's being delivered to them, and now they are getting it. And I don't have to go. My son, he's got a shop, all day he's reading Quran Sharif. And he sends a sawab for me. So I get a whole Quran Sharif sawab every day. So I don't have to go and collect. They are collecting small, small presents, whatever. Three times Qul Huwa Allah, which also in sawab is like the Quran Sharif. But the actual reading of the Quran, that what can measure to that. So if we bring up our children properly, and that is if we, our wives have become wives and mothers, and that is our first 9 months of marriage. Usually a government, they say, the first 100 days, if you govern the country, then you'll be able to govern it always. The first 9 months are the most crucial months, and those are the months that we totally waste. And we use them opposite for what they were meant to be. And before that we had to be made, and the girl had to be brought up according to deen, that also is lost. Allah give us to understand what we are, who we are, what we're supposed to be. And at least even now, at this late moment, it's by Allah, it's not too late. We can still correct, regulate, correct things, and enjoy the fruits. Allah give us all profit.